You're listening to SBS News.
The deaths of another 19 Victorians now brings the state's death toll to 246 and the national figure to 331. A woman in her 50s, a man in his 70s, six women in their 80s, four men in their 80s, four women and three men in their 90s are Victoria's latest virus victims. Of the new deaths, 14 are linked to aged care outbreaks, and there were also 331 new confirmed cases. There are also fresh outbreaks in other homes, with more than 400 aged care patients in the state now in hospital. Premier Daniel Andrews says aged care homes worst hit by the virus were starting to see more stability in new cases, mainly due to extra staffing brought into many aged care facilities.
We have sent into aged care facilities, private aged care facilities, nurses that have covered 1,148 shifts. That is a massive effort in often confronting and challenging circumstances. So I just want to send the best wishes and the thanks of every single Victorian to each and every one of those nurses, and I have to say to their families. This is a very, very challenging environment, and those nurses have done us proud, together with personal care workers and a number of others.
Federal Aged Care Minister Richard Colbeck has dismissed claims the sector wasn't given adequate advice to manage coronavirus outbreaks. His comments come after the Aged Care Royal Commission heard a specific plan wasn't developed to deal with COVID-19 in the sector, despite the elderly being vulnerable to the disease. But Mr. Colbeck argues there has been continuous support since late January, and a national committee also offered advice in July. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese has told Channel 9 the aged care sector was already strained before the pandemic took hold.
We need to honour and respect our older Australians who've helped build the country. We need to treat them with dignity, and we need to do much better when it comes to aged care across the board.
Meanwhile, the Acting Chief Medical Officer, Professor Paul Kelly, says while any death from COVID-19 remains a tragedy at any age, Australia's coronavirus death rate was still extremely low.
Firstly, as I said before, no death is negligible, and absolutely condolences to people that have lost a loved one. This is certainly much more than numbers for many people. I would turn that around and say we've had so few deaths. Our death rate within the total 21,000 cases we've had now is extremely low, and so in fact there have been very few cases outside of aged care. When you look at the age of people that have died, the average is well over 80, and many people into their 90s, and so it's a tragedy to lose a loved one, but really there have been very few deaths in comparison to most other countries.
New South Wales has recorded 22 new cases in the past 24 hours as authorities try to determine the source of a Sydney school outbreak linked to the Tangara Girls School at Cherrybrook. The new cases come as New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian makes no apologies for barring Canberrans from passing through her state on their way home from Victoria, saying the risk of coronavirus transmission remains large. ACT residents are now unable to drive home through New South Wales from Victoria and must fly to Canberra Airport after travel rules changed late last week. Chief Minister Andrew Barr has proposed solutions to ensure Canberra residents don't stop at the border town of Albury on their way home via car, including travel escorts. But Ms. Berejiklian says her first priority is to protect the residents of her state from a new outbreak.
I don't think anyone would begrudge us for being cautious when people from a highly infectious area, highly infectious state, are trying to make their way through New South Wales. I think that's entirely appropriate for us to consider all those issues. I do understand health and police and other authorities are getting to a place where that issue can be resolved, but I can't apologise for putting safety first in New South Wales, and I won't.
The ACT hasn't recorded a COVID-19 case for more than a month, and all residents seeking to return from Victoria must first notify the health department. The Northern Territory expects its hard border closures will be in place for at least the next 18 months because of coronavirus concerns. Chief Minister Michael Gunnett says he doesn't want to put any vulnerable Territorians at risk, and Victorians remain blocked from entering. Mr Gunnett is also encouraging Territorians to think twice before travelling interstate for a holiday. He says there will be a strong police presence at the borders to crack down on visitors entering from any COVID-19 hotspots.
We have got a definite ban on Victoria, and Sydney keeps bubbling away to a point where I can't give you a date when that would ever lift. My advice to every Territorian is, if you can, stay here in the Territory. You're safe here, don't go. So if you can, you know, cancel your Christmas holiday plans, stay here in the Northern Territory. We're working towards at least an 18-month window from today towards the end of next year is how we're starting to resource our borders.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.